Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMG Network. Make it legendary.
The terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Four phenomenal guests still to come today on the show. 20 minutes from now, the great Jim Bowden, former Major League Baseball general manager, CBS Sports, MLB Network Radio, and The Athletic, breaking down the World Series, which starts on Friday in Toronto with the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Matt Moore from the Action Network next hour, breaking down the NBA ahead of the season opening doubleheader tonight with the Thunder and the Rockets in Oklahoma City, and the Lakers and the Warriors in Los Angeles. And the whale capper Drew Dinsick from NBC Sports, his best bets for Week 8 in the NFL. Our best bets for tonight will close the show 100 minutes from now. But joining us right now to kick off the fun and frivolity are four phenomenal guests. Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Stink, welcome back to the show. Happy Week 8 to you and yours.
Well, thank you also to you and yours as well. Great week seven in the books. Great to be with you guys.
Stink, let's start with the most recent breaking news in the National Football League today, and that is what's happening with the New York Jets, where Jets owner Woody Johnson, speaking to the media today, doesn't just throw Justin Fields under the bus, but throws him under the bus, backs up over him, drives over him, then backs up over him again, like this is Richie Aprile to Beansy in season two of The Sopranos, and says, flat out, it would be nice if we could complete the forward pass. Then a report comes out that the Jets are strongly considering starting Tyrod Taylor this week at Cincinnati. You think? When the owner says that. When I tell you all of that, Mark Schlereth, your reaction is what to what's happening at Florham Park with the New York Jets?
Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, this is why the New York Jets are the New York Jets. You know, it's one thing to appoint a guy head coach, another thing to empower a guy. And as long as Woody Johnson owns the Jets, they'll never empower a head coach. And he'll always try to circumvent that power. And ultimately, it's just a poorly run organization. And, you know, you feel bad for them. You, like last year, a year ago at this time, the Jets were 2-3 and heading to Buffalo to play for first place. And Woody Johnson fired Robert Saleh. And here we go now at 0-7. And, you know, ultimately I look at Justin Fields, and the one thing I think we all know about Justin Fields is Justin Fields is an exceptional athlete. He's not a great dropback quarterback. And now all of a sudden you put him into a system and you try to make him more of a dropback quarterback than he is. In the first 5 or 6 weeks, they were running zone option stuff, but they were playing the edge on that side to where they were bringing blitz or they were bringing, you know, surf technique from the defensive end. So ultimately, you're just handing the ball off the majority of the time. And you have to design some runs. You have to get that guy outside the pocket. You have to give that guy an opportunity to throw the ball in a system that he is comfortable playing in. And, you know, to try to make him a drop-back quarterback was foolish. The other thing from – and I did their game last week. The other thing, just studying their film, man, they don't – like the protection stuff was abysmal. And I'm not just talking about, hey, breakdowns and giving up sacks. I'm talking about trying to get five guys out when you can't block the edge. Like at some point, you got to look at the way you're trying to call an offense and say, man, that's not going to get it done. So I look at the whole situation as a little bit dysfunctional and something that that needed to be fixed. And they tried to do some of that stuff last week, but you know, sometimes it's a little bit too little, a little too late.
This question, Stink, like, might sound a little crazy. And I don't know how likely it is that the scenario I'm going to lay out for you is actually going to happen. But I do think it's within the realm of possibility, which says a lot about a lot. If we get to the end of the year, and consider the enormity of this question I'm going to ask you before I even ask it. Like, it's going to be a doozy. If the New York Jets go 0-17, would Mark Schlereth be surprised, and why?
I would be surprised because that defense is legit. Quinnen Williams is unbelievable. They're going to get his brother Quincy back at some point. Sherwood is a really good player. Both edges with Will McDonald and Jermaine Johnson, those two can fly around and play. They can play at the cornerback position. They're physical. They're aggressive with Sauce Gardner. Stevens on the other corner. I think legit defensively, I think they can really play on the defensive side of the ball. So eventually, hey, if you get some efficient quarterback play from Tyrod Taylor, and they did design some things in the second half last week where Tyrod threw a couple of interceptions. He just underthrew the ball on a couple of go routes that could have been touchdowns, and that game could have changed dramatically. So yeah, I would be surprised if they went 0-17. I think they'll win a game here eventually.
The Jets, 6.5-point dogs coming up this Sunday in Cincinnati against Joe Flacco and the Bengals. Mark, if we are going to assume that the Kansas City Chiefs, and maybe you disagree with this assumption I'm going to make, I think this is true. If the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC as it stands right now, which team is second best that you would give the best chance when we get to January of knocking them off, and why?
Yeah, right now I think the team that's the second best team is the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC, and they're playing exceptional football. And because they can control both lines of scrimmage, they can run the ball, they can set up their play action stuff. You know, part of the way they're built and their ability to do that is, you know, not only is it an efficient way to run an offense, which it is, but it also gives your defense a break. It's complementary football in nature. And if you can possess the ball and keep Kansas City's offense off the football field, you've got a better chance to win. So I think that's kind of the big issue. I will say this. The Denver Broncos offense has been horrible. In the last 12 quarters, they have played two decent quarters of football. Obviously, that Giants game was ridiculous. And then they had a fourth quarter against the Philadelphia Eagles that was really good. Other than that, they've been putrid, absolutely putrid. But I will say this. Defensively, they have matched up really well against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. They've done whatever it is that they do against the Chiefs, they do it exceptionally well, and they shut that offense down. So I think the Broncos are a good matchup, or have historically been a good matchup defensively versus offense of the Chiefs. But I think Indianapolis is probably the better team.
Stink, I think one of the big stories of the season so far in the NFL has been these teams that have been overcoming massive injuries, like the 49ers, where Brock Purdy's been banged up. They obviously lost Bosa and Warner for the rest of the season. Kittle, they just got back this past Sunday night in the win over the Atlanta Falcons. I've just been so impressed by what the 49ers have been able to do, 5-2, despite all of these injuries. I know Kyle Shanahan was your old ball boy back in the day in Denver. Is there anyone that's doing a better coaching job this season than Kyle Shanahan, who has the Niners tied for first place in the NFC West?
Yeah, it's really amazing what he's done, backup quarterback, and like you said, all the injuries that he has, and just understands not only how to develop a system, but also put players in a position to win. And, you know, we just talked about Justin Fields, put him in a position to fail. Don't be surprised when he fails. You're the dumbass that put him there. Like, the exact opposite is true of San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan. And, you know, the reclamation projects at the quarterback position just goes to show you how important coaching is. You look at all these reclamation projects. You see Sam Darnold and what he's doing, both with Minnesota and now with Seattle. See what Baker Mayfield has done, last night notwithstanding, but what he's done over the course of the last couple of years. Now, all of a sudden, look at what Danny Dimes is doing in Indianapolis. It's just amazing what they've been able to accomplish with the right coach, the right system, putting a player in a position to win and maximize his strength and trying to mitigate his weaknesses. And that is Kyle Shanahan. And, you know, one of the common threads there is Kyle Shanahan had Sam Darnold as a backup and really helped him understand progression offense and NFL offense. And so that was really the precursor to him going to Minnesota and have a ton of success and now doing the same thing in Seattle. So those things are amazing, but it just is so important to have the right coach and the right, you know, the right people around you. And the great coaches do it. There's a reason there's some coaches or there's some organizations that just operate seamlessly. And there's other coaches and other organizations that never seem to get it right. And anyhow, long story short is Shanahan does it exceptionally well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth here on You Better You Bet on the BetMGM network. I want to circle back, Mark, to what you said about the Indianapolis Colts. I said yesterday on the show, coming off of Week 7 NFL Sunday, I agree with you. I think the Colts are the second best team in the AFC. And I know you mentioned Denver, and I love Denver coming into the year, but like I agree with you that I think the Colts are a little better than the Broncos. Beat them in Week 2 with a leverage penalty, you know, but whatever. And I think what kind of comes with that, right, with the statement that the Colts are the second best team, is that means that you think they're better than Buffalo. And you think they're better than full-strength Baltimore if the Ravens can get their act together coming out of the bye. And I do. Like, I'm excited for the possibility of Colts-Bills in the playoffs in Buffalo, and I get to bet on Indianapolis to win that game because I think Jonathan Taylor runs roughshod over that defense. When I pose the question to you like that, Colts would beat Buffalo in a playoff game. Are you ready to go that far with the Indianapolis being the second best team in the AFC take?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't hesitate to do that. I mean, you know, the Buffalo Bills offensively, they have all the makings of being dynamic, and you know, they've got the MVP and Josh Allen and all those things. Defensively, they're a bit of a train wreck. And you know, when you can't stop the run and you get pushed around, I mean, that's a recipe for disaster. And then we've seen Josh Allen try to carry the team and put it on his back and then throw a couple of picks and have some bad red zone opportunities. You know, all those things happen. So, yeah, I'd be willing to put money down on the Indianapolis Colts going in there and winning that game. I will say this about Shane Steichen, man. Like, one of the things, he was with the Chargers when Justin Herbert got his opportunity as a rookie. And Justin had told me back then, like, man, you go, Coach Steichen just makes it simple for me. He just makes the offense simple. And he makes the understanding of what we're trying to do, who we're trying to put in conflict, who we're trying to, you know, trying to go after. He makes it simple. And I think you can see that with Daniel Jones. Simplify it. Give him, and I'm, you know, give him, you know, if this, then that. If this, then that. Those type of reads, and you could see him just thriving within that offense and still using his ability athletically, because he's incredibly athletic, to get him on the edges, to use the boot keep game, to change things up from the quick game to the five-step drop game, then to the play-action game, the play-pass game. They really do a good job of mixing things up and giving Daniel Jones a great opportunity to be successful. So, yeah, I would take the – I think the Indianapolis Colts are better than Buffalo right now.
Yeah, I agree, and I feel like that's a contrarian take, and I feel like it's going to be hard for people to come to grips with that, given how everyone felt about Buffalo coming into the year. Final question, Stink. We have about a minute to go, and it's a loaded one. As of right now, I ask you to pick the NFC representative in Super Bowl 60. Who are you taking and why? 60 seconds for the answer.
Wow. In the NFC, I'd probably go Green Bay. I think they're exceptionally well coached. I think that Love has not played his best football as of yet. And I see, you know, I've talked to a couple of people that have faced him that talk about their team speed, that talk about their aggressiveness. They haven't put it all together. I thought they looked like the best team in football for the first couple of weeks, and then they kind of dissipated a little bit. I still think Green Bay is right there. Detroit, what they did last night was incredible. But I'm going to say Green Bay.
And, you know, at some point, Christian Watson's going to be back. Jaden Reed's going to come back. I think this offense is going to be even more explosive than it's been thus far this season. I think I might agree with you, Mark, on the Green Bay Packers. We appreciate the time as always, my friend. Stay well. Safe travels this weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Mark Schlereth joining us on the show, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Femi, hypothetical divisional round matchup, Colts at Bills in Buffalo. Pick the winner of the game.
Oh, you're dying to bet this game, man. You're going to have that Colts money line. I will be with you with the Indianapolis Colts. That's like a nightmare situation for Buffalo. If that's the team they face in that cold weather with the run game, I don't like that for Buffalo at all, not one bit.
Is there a matchup for Buffalo that's not a nightmare matchup in the playoffs?
I mean, is there someone who can't run the football that might make it? That's the team they want to see.
I don't think they're very good. You know who is good? Yeah. Jim Bowden, former Major League Baseball general manager. He'll join us coming up next, breaking down the World Series.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind.
behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.